Good Thursday morning. It is 7:23. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. Thanks for joining us today. We have more news, traffic, and weather headed your way at the bottom of the hour. But once a month, we like to check in with Bill Roller at BR Capital and get the latest on what's happening with our markets and investments, especially with the world reaction. And President Trump spoke a couple of nights ago, and well, the markets continue to skyrocket. What's going on there with there, Bill? And good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's the sun is shining somewhere, but just not here over the Portland-Vancouver area.
That's true.
March is here. Hopefully the weather will improve later on in the month. But yes, big day in the markets yesterday. The Dow was up 302 points. NASDAQ Composite and S&P were both up 1.1%. It was quite the day, quite the blowout day after President Trump's State of Union address. That was not a State of Union address.
Yeah, right. It was a joint meeting of Congress, basically. So we continue to set records with the Dow and the markets, and everybody's like, well, it's short-lived. Is that right?
Well, that's how bull markets run. It's always, everybody thinks it's short-lived until it's not, until they look back and say, hey, this thing's been going on for quite a while, which is the proverbial wall of worry. I mean, you want to see that. It's when everybody's saying, hey, the market is going to continue to go higher. You know, when all the pundits saying, you know, it can't go down, that's when you need to be very afraid. But, you know, as there's still that skepticism in the market, means, you know, it's probably going to continue with another run. It's very counterintuitive. It takes a while to learn that.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever see what we saw in 2008?
I think certainly. It's just always a matter of time. It's just the problem is that the markets always tend to go to excess. You know, people in 2006, you know, did you ever think you'd see what you saw in the year 2000? Well, you saw it again in 2008. So unfortunately, our system, you know, both in terms of the Federal Reserve and really just kind of the structure of capitalism, bubbles come and go. So the secret is try not to get caught in one. And when you're feeling super, super really good about your account getting bigger and bigger without you having to work for it, you know, that's when you need to be concerned and always have an out point.
The key word there, diversify.
Diversify, but, you know, also you have to always approach markets with a certain degree of skepticism.
So when you're giving advice on that, give me a rundown. I have 5,000 to put down. What would you put it in?
Well, 5,000, you probably don't have enough in your account to give you enough diversification if you own individual stocks. So that's tending to drive you towards mutual funds or exchange traded funds. You know, so a good portfolio of those, you'll have maybe a broad market one that has the entire Russell 3000 in S&P 500, some of the small cap. And then as you try and build that, then you want to keep adding more and getting more diversification. Once you can have 10 stock positions of diversified portfolio, you might want to be consider going into a stock portfolio.
Okay. And with something like that, of course, I'm probably looking for something really long-term.
If you're going to be super long-term, then, yeah, the ETFs are a good way to go. Kind of set it and forget it and try not to look at it and hope that the ongoing bull market, you know, the long run of history will continue to increase your portfolio.
Do you see any worries around the world?
Certainly. Europe is certainly a concern. I noticed a story, and I put it into my morning report, which I know you haven't played yet, but talking about Europe is kind of backing away from full integration, and they're talking about kind of a Chinese menu approach towards how nations integrate with the European Union. And, of course, that means that they're not going to be as strong a bulwark against Russia. So Russia may be moving west.
That's that can be scary, too. All right, Bill, I appreciate the information and your quick contact information.
We're still at 800-562-7096 or on the web, brcapitalinc.com.
As always, appreciate your insight. He's Bill Roller at BR Capital. It's 728.